You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hello and welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week. I remain your host, Ejiro. How are you doing today? I have come again. When I started with the very serious voice, you were like, what's wrong with her? Yeah, I'm here. I'm me. I'm not gonna change. Like, well, technically, I'm gonna improve, but I probably won't change. But I don't even know. What's the difference between change and improvement? Just take it like that. This is me. You always get me. Yes, yes, welcome again. And we're just going to dive into it straight away. Today on the show, I have my beautiful sister from Congo. A lot of French people coming to the show this year, right? We need to learn French, yo. Yes. Hey. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
When I was in Polytechnic back then, French used to be part of the course I studied, but we had 1 hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours for the class. 1 hour, 30 minutes out of the class was just gisting, telling us history that does not concern us. And then the rest would just give us assignment. We listen to cassette. Oh my God, French is hard. But I need to learn again because I have a lot of French friends now, or French speaking friends, because I just learned recently that you don't say somebody is French because they speak French. Mm-hmm. Just as you don't say somebody is English because they speak English.
Exactly.
So you have Africans who speak French. Yes. So they are French speaking Africans.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that they are French. I'm learning every day. Hey, thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Welcome, Dominic.
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
that's my
everyone.
Guest for today, Dominic. Huh? How do you pronounce it properly in French?
Dominique.
Dominique.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. And do you know what it means?
What does it mean? Dominion, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dominique means the one that belongs to the Lord.
Oh, yes. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, in my head, automatically, I thought it was just like Dominion or something.
Yes.
You belong to God. Fantastic. No
Amen.
Wonder this woman that you are listening to. No, let me not call him. She's a babe.
Aww.
This babe you are listening to. She's really belonged to God.
Amen.
I cannot see any other thing more that. You will hear her speak now. So Dominic, tell me, what is your worship song of this week?
Yes, so my worship song is a spontaneous worship from Upper Room. It's called Washed.
Washed?
Yes.
I feel some revelation coming through.
It's called Washed. So I've been going through a season where I thought like, at first I thought I was just overthinking a lot, but it's true, I overthink a lot sometimes. But I realized that somehow the devil has been dropping small seed of guilt, of lies and condemnation into my mind, that I got to a point where even if I did something right, or even if I followed the lead of the Holy Spirit, right after acting, right after obeying, a thought would come like, are you sure that was God? Are you sure God spoke to you? Are you sure God can speak to you?
But that is his way.
Who are you?
Oh my God.
You know, who are you?
Are you sure?
Or I will be reading a Bible verse and I will receive my revelation. And then I'm like, something comes like, are you sure that you can get what this word is saying?
Wow.
And it started coming into my mind, lies about my identity, trying to crush me. And then I would stand up, I'll say, no, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. I've been redeemed at the cross. I'm saved by his grace.
Yes.
None of my acts can save me, can make me worthy. It is his love. His blood that was shed for me washed me of everything. It washed me, it changed me, it redeemed me. Why would those lies come? My identity comes from him, from his blood that was shed, from him, because he's my creator. He loved me so much that he came himself. Sent Jesus, he came himself, true flesh, to save me. That for me, he was raised for me, and he saw everything. Why would I live these lies entering into my mind like this? You know, so I got to a point where it was really crushing. And then I found this song, because I always used to listen to this spontaneous worship.
Mm.
So I listened to this song. And at first, the first part of the song, they just keep repeating the same word. I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb, by his blood I'm made innocent. So they're just repeating that, you know.
Mm.
And then at some point, they share a verse. So it is in 1 John 3,
okay.
verse 7 and 8. So the first sentence of verse 7 says that, "Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray."
Hmm.
And the last sentence of verse 8 says, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work."
Hmm.
And I was like, what is the devil's work?
Hmm.
His lies.
Deception.
Deception, guilt, thought, condemnation, all these lies, saying that you're unworthy. He came to break all that so that I can wear my identity now. It's not a old cloth that I'm wearing, it's a new cloth.
Mm.
And God doesn't call the qualified, it qualifies the called. So I have to remember that and to rest in his presence, to not overthink, to not overdo, to not be too hard on myself, but to know that I am washed by his blood. That is my declaration that I have to make. I am washed by his blood. May it rain, may it not rain, whatever, the devil can go up or down. I am washed
by his blood.
I am already washed. I'm already
made clean.
New. I am clean. I am clean. No matter what I do, I am clean. I am clean. How come I'm doing something that the Holy Spirit is telling me to do and then
you're making me feel guilty for obeying?
Or even I'm doing something normal and then comes to make me feel guilty. Why? The one I'm trying to please is God. Why would you try to block my mind at a level where I should not be stuck, you know? So I'm like, no. This song, it was really like a reminder for me of who I am in Christ.
You are.
Yes.
As in your real status in Christ.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like it's in staying in that perception of me being washed, that I'm able to get even more, to tap even more in who he says that I am, in who he made me to be.
Exactly.
It's by already understanding that I made you, now let me walk forward with him in this cleanness that he has given
exactly,
me.
Exactly, because when you have that consciousness that you have been washed, you have been saved, and there is nothing you can do or undo to change that, just believe that you have been, accept him, then it just puts you in that place of, now you have a clean cloth.
Amen.
So you don't want to stain it.
Yes.
That is why, because, you know, some people are like, oh, if you say it doesn't matter what I do or what I don't, so does it mean then if I sin or if I... It's not even going to cross your mind to want to sin.
Exactly.
Because if you think about it, if you have a gift from your father, let's say your father buys you a white dress.
Yes.
And you know this is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have an event to go to. You don't play around. You don't even eat when you are putting on that dress, so that you don't stain it before the event. But because you know that it's already clean, it is yours, then you keep it, like you don't want to stain it. So it's the same thing, like it can't be compared like 100%, but it's the same kind of idea. Like if we accept our identity in Christ, which is our real identity, then we are able to, you know what, stay in that place where we don't want to disappoint our father. We're not like we're going to disappoint him anyway, but like it just kind of puts us on in check.
Yes, it's the only way you can grow, actually.
Exactly. So you want to go deeper, you want to know him more, you want to relate with God more, you want to hear him more, you want to you just want to remain in that space where you have continuous access to him. You
because
know?
Being conscious of that, of your identity, it's what will make you, like, it's like this saying that says that it's not stopping sinning that will make you saved, but it's being saved
that will stop you from sinning. Yes,
you
know? Exactly.
So it's a reverse process.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
what will stop you. Like, so being aware, constantly aware that I am washed, even when something comes at you, a sin or a temptation,
you remember.
You already know your
yes,
position.
Yes.
I'm not part of that. I'm not dirty anymore. I am new.
Yes,
I am new. And it's only when you're new that the new one can be able to be poured into you. If you're not conscious that then, because everything happens in your mind.
Yes.
If you're not conscious that you're new, if you're not conscious that you're washed, if you're not sure of it,
then it's easy for the devil to come and deceive you.
Yes.
It's the same tactics he's been using from the very beginning.
Exactly.
You know, he told Eve, did God really say that you shouldn't eat of the fruits? Did God really say? Imagine if Eve accepted what Adam told him. Mm-mm-mm. God said. He could have said yes. Mm. God said we shouldn't eat this particular food. Simple.
Yes.
The matter is gone. Mm-hmm. But because she wasn't sure, she was like, he just said that we should not eat all the other food. Like, this one, except this one. And then it was easy for the devil to like, oh, it's a lie. If you eat it, you will be wise. That's why I say you should not eat it. Mm-mm-mm. Because she wasn't sure. So for us to remain in that place where sin has no dominion over us anymore is for us to accept what Christ has done for us on the cross.
Yes.
And just know that that is our true identity.
Yes.
So it doesn't even matter what is, maybe you stumble now. It's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's no longer who you are.
Yes.
As long as you're saved, as long as you believe in Christ, you are a new creature, right?
Yes.
I know it's difficult sometimes to just imagine, like, mm-hmm. are you serious? Like, yeah. I am new?
Mm. You know, old is gone.
The old is gone. Like, seriously? Exactly. Just like that?
Yes.
And that's the greatest battle that we as Christians or we as children of God fight.
And it's actually the only battle we have to fight.
True.
Because when Christ died at the cross, he conquered everything. He conquered the devil. He is powerless toward us.
Mm.
So the only fight, even the Bible says that we have to fight, is the fight of faith.
The battle of the mind. Battle,
yes.
Bringing
the fight
down
of faith. That's the only fight we have.
And imagination.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's the only fight we have as Christians. So
very
that's
true.
The place where the devil tries to attack. Because he cannot attack you anywhere else. Even if he throws something, your faith in the word of God when you declare it. Because Jesus said that even if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell these mountains to move. So if you have that faith and you declare the word, the devil cannot do anything with you. So the trick there is your faith. If he can
tamper with your faith, he's got you.
Exactly.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony.
Thanks to you for having me.
Thank you for reminding us, or for sharing this song with us, Washed, to remind us that we are washed.
Amen.
Especially if you are of the household of faith.
Yes.
And if peradventure you're listening to this and you're wondering, what are they talking about? We are talking about being born again.
Amen.
We're talking about knowing Jesus and accepting him as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Because he already died for you,
amen,
whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's left for you to accept that, yes, I accept this gift. It's this gift from him to us.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to accept it to be able to enjoy it, to be able to become part of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do hope that you are going to take that step, take that leap of faith, and just go search. Search, like, what is this God about?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this Jesus that people keep talking about? Who is he? And I can assure you, you will be shocked. If you look for him, you will find him. I can tell you that 100%. So just make up your mind and say, I want to know this God, and keep searching. You can pick up a Bible. There are apps online, Bible apps online. Pick up, read, and just say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. And I can assure you, he's going to do that. Thank you for listening. I do hope that you've been blessed by today's episode. Until I come your way again with yet another guest, it's me saying, have a beautiful week. Remain washed if you are already washed.
Amen.
And if you are not, find your way,
amen,
to getting washed, which is basically, it's not a physical washing, it's a spiritual awakening to the gift that God has already given to you by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Dominic,
thanks
for coming on the show today. God bless you. All right, guys. Goodbye and see you next week. Bye-bye.
I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. By your stripes, closer than I've ever been. 'Cause your blood speaks a better word.
Hey, we believe that this is real time. That these words are real time. That these realities are real time. Right now. Live. Going on. Right now. 1 John 3:8 says that the Son of Man came to what? To destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Well, we could list them off, or we could just agree that right now, real time, all sickness, all depression, all despair, all anxiety, all hopelessness, all division, all bitterness, all anger. All sin, all shame, all condemnation, every bit of it, all unforgiveness. And so I want you to hold up anything in your world, anything in your life or your world, your circle of influence, your family, your workplace, your friends. I want you to hold it up, and we're going to sing these words in real time. And we're going to agree and declare that the Son of Man came to destroy the works of the devil. And we're going to sing these songs in agreement with heaven, that all of it, all of it, all of it, every